Family, I'm so happy to announce the launch of my brand new premium podcast. It's called Ideas That Matter Plus. This is an exciting new development that we've been working on for some time. This after seeing a lot of you request coming through saying thank you for what we've done and wanting more. Ideas That Matter Plus is a more targeted podcast that focuses on business strategies and more high-level thinking to help highly ambitious entrepreneurs, SMEs, business owners and founders, even the CEOs of big business. It only costs 450 Rand per month and will be coming in, but I mean coming in hot. So, subscribe now to Ideas That Matter Plus, now available on Spotify or Apple Podcast Store. Sayonara.
It's time to take your seat at the table. Find out how with Vusi Tembegwayo as we discuss Ideas That Matter, a catalyst for bold action.
Hello, family, and welcome to another episode of the VT Podcast. I'm so excited for you to get into my brain today and understand the things I've been thinking about on this journey of, as we discussed last week, elevation. This journey of growth that we're all under, this journey of personal self and personal and self-actualization that we're all traveling. I'm really, really excited for us to see where it takes us and how it manifests itself in our lives, more particularly in our spiritual lives, because I think that's the more important part, not just the physical, but the spiritual. I just want to say a huge thank you to all of you that send us your comments, content, and feedback. We've received so much love on the comments section as well as some of the voice section. I want you to hear what Tandi Moyo from Canada very quickly had to say about last week's episode on elevation.
Just wanted to say thank you so much for this, Vusi. You know, what a way to start the week. You know, much love from Canada. Thank you.
This is Tandi Gabong. Thank you so much for the love and the appreciation all the way from Canada. I'm going to be in Toronto later on in the year. It would be great. I'm not sure which part of Canada you're in, but it would be great if you and I met up and had a cup of coffee. This week, I want to take our conversation even farther. Last week, we spoke about elevation, the idea that we're all in a journey, a place of growth, a place we're trying to get to. But to elevate ourselves to the person we are destined to be, we have to leave behind the person we used to be. And that requires deep courage, the ability to unlearn who you were and learn who you are becoming. And not just learn who you are becoming, but love the process of growth, love the process of maturation, and love that process of manifestation and actualization. There's a lot of shins there, but all of those words, individually standing alone, is such a broad and powerful concept that I think it's important for us to have the conversation about how do we become. This week, I want to talk about dreams. Dreams and dreamers. And I'm not just talking about the dream as you imagine it at first when I say the word dream, which is the idea that when your body is at rest, your mind creates an alternate. And in that alternate space, that alternate consciousness, that alternate reality, there are a series of activities and events that occur, this thing we call a dream. But I want to take it even farther than that. I want you to cast your mind back to when you were just a little child, before the world had taught you and told you what was within the bounds of your capabilities, talents, and abilities. I want you to remember the very first time you stood in front of the mirror and sang your entire heart out, mimicking and listening to your favorite artist at the time. For me, it was always Boys to Men. And I remember all of the Boys to Men song, from I Do to Thank You to I'm Down on Bended Knee, or as I used to sing it because I couldn't hear the lyrics, I'm down embedded. Now, all of us in that process, you stood in front of that mirror and you sang your heart out. You didn't really care about whether or not you were on key or off key or knew the lyrics. You were just in the moment, finding the opportunity to completely express yourself, and express the emotions you were feeling inside. But whereas the outside world, if it stood and looked at you, would have seen a little child staring at the mirror singing, you had created in your mind a stage, and you were performing in front of thousands of people. You had created an alternate space and reality. You would physically manifest in a dream. A lot of us grow up like that, right? I look at my son, my youngest, Umnqobi, which is a beautiful Zulu word which means conqueror. He lives in an alternate reality. He even has an imaginary friend. So he's got his little toys and he goes and he plays and he's talking and he's doing stuff. And as I look at that, I marvel at it and I'm inspired by it. The ability to escape reality as it is today. But listen to this, not just escape it, but project to your current reality an alternative reality. There's an incredible gift in the ability to see things not as they physically are around you, but as you can make them be with just your imagination. And who's to say that imagination is not real? You know, a lot of work that's been done by psychologists and psychotherapists has centered on trying to understand what is the very basis of consciousness. What is it that separates us as human beings from other creatures? Animals, say. One of the things they posit is that human beings have the ability to imagine, the ability to see things for what they could be, not just what they are. But you can't imagine unless you allow yourself the freedom to dream. And so here are the three things I'd like for you to remember based on this conversation. First, in dreamland, the rules of the world don't apply. You ever had a dream where you were flying? Because the rules of gravity don't apply. You ever had a dream where you were tall, knowing very well that you're short in reality? I've had a couple of dreams where I'm standing next to Brad Pitt or David Beckham, and all the ladies always choose me. Always. I mean, that would happen in reality too, but that's a separate point, you know, because I am a physical male specimen role model, 6'2", 105 kilograms, and I'm 7% body fat. Ladies, that was just a marketing ploy. That was me just letting you know that I'm as great as I think I am. But if you really think about it, all of us, when we're in that space of dreaming, allow ourselves first this freedom. And so what I'd like for you to do is to practice for this week, giving yourself freedom. Freedom of what? Freedom of all the constraints that have constrained you and imprisoned you and taught you what you can and cannot do, can and cannot say, can and cannot imagine, and can and cannot become. Suspend those for a minute. Just suspend them for a minute as if you were a ballerina floating in the air. Suspend them for a minute as if you were a trapeze artist at the circus. Suspend them for a minute as if you were floating towards the earth on a parachute. I want you to suspend that disbelief. Suspend all of those constraints and allow yourself the true freedom to dream. And if you allowed yourself that, what would you dream and what would you imagine? The second thing I'd like to say about dreams is that they don't and should never be realistic. By definition, if it's realistic, it ceases to be a dream. It becomes a goal. So what you really want to do when you're dreaming about yourself, your life, and the things you want to become is go completely wild and set your wildest imagination, just as you did when you were a child standing in front of that mirror, singing to your favorite artist. There are a couple of you who've sent us comments, and I can juxtapose just based on your comments the age of each of you. And I know a couple of you stood in front of that mirror singing to Prince, say, or Michael Jackson, one or two maybe to PM Dawn or Phil Collins or even Coldplay. But the point about it is, when you were dreaming and singing, you had completely suspended your disbelief. So what I'd like you to do is just suspend the rules and allow yourself the freedom to see everything for what it absolutely can be in your wildest imagination. And now, the third thing about dreams. Have you ever noticed how when, if you're dreaming it late at night and you wake up in the morning, your recollection of your dream is the most vivid as you wake up? Notice too that if you allow external stimuli, say for instance, you pick up your phone, you start going through your WhatsApp messages, you get into social media, immediately what happens is your recollection of the dream, first in its distillation and then in its clarity, dissipates. It's almost as if as the day unfolds, the dream is less and less clear. And so what I'd like for you to do as you're imagining and dreaming is to just remove external stimuli. Try this for a day. Imagine and dream the life that you want to have, and then don't go on social media. Try not to watch the news. Don't listen to the naysayers. Govern for just one day the amount of information and stimulation that you take in. You'll be incredibly surprised how clear and vivid your perception of self and projection of yourself into reality is when you are not governed by the constraints of the world. So that is our podcast for this week. Dreams and dreamers. I absolutely love, by the way, I've got to tell you, my food, the stuff my soul feeds on, is when I hear feedback and comments from all of you, no matter where in the world you are. So, please, send me your comments, thoughts, and feedback. I would love to hear what resonates for you. And for those of you who've applied some of the things I've suggested in previous podcasts, I would love to hear how those things have manifested themselves in your lives. Send those comments, both text and audio. The team would love to hear from you as well. I mentioned last week that we're going to be launching the Vusi Tembegwai Self-Mastery Program. I have to note that, by the way, we've already received incredible amounts of interest of people wanting to become a part of the Self-Mastery Program. It will be a paid-for program, but I will announce the information just and when the time is right. For now, we've been building the machinery that's going to allow us to deliver that program. That entire program for me is about self-leadership and self-mastery, and I'm really excited to announce it to you. Just as the time is right, it should be in the next week or so. And then finally, no matter where in the world you are, no matter what in the world you're going through, I want you to remember always that the world can limit your physical movements, but it can never limit your mental space. Give yourself the license to dream. Cheers.
We hope that you've drawn valuable lessons from this week's podcast. To partner with us, visit mygrowthfund.co.za or email info@mygrowthfund.co.za.